Democratic lawmakers may be feeling some pressure to take a harder line against welfare fraud after an election cycle that saw Republicans advance in the House and Senate after campaigning on welfare reform. One Democratic leader has signed on to welfare reform bills, and Republicans have renewed efforts to make it easier to deny benefits to Mainers who don't play by the rules. A.J. Higgins has more.
Governor Paul LePage's campaign against welfare abuse has been commonly derided by his opponents as a war on the poor. But Democrats have discovered that the governor's message resonates with voters. A month before the November election, polling showed that more than half of the Mainers surveyed supported LePage's policies, several of which went down in flames last year at the hands of a democratically controlled legislature. Now, with GOP advances in the House and Republicans in control of the Senate, many of the same proposals are up for reconsideration, and Democrats may be on the verge of having an attitude adjustment.
I think things have changed in the last 2 years. I think the voters have spoken loud and clear.
Senator Roger Cates is an Augusta Republican who has frequently tried to stake out some middle ground in the highly charged debate over welfare reform. He was back before the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee Thursday with a bill that would impose new restrictions on the state's food stamp program. Cates says welfare reform proposals that take a measured approach to deter abuse are likely to get a better reception from Democrats.
Welfare reform, that sensible welfare reform, is a priority out there. And I think the Republicans knew it 2 years ago, and I think the Democrats have realized it now. So I think, for instance, just on my bill to ban junk food for food stamps, I have Democratic sponsors that I didn't have the last time around on this bill.
Cates told the committee that his bill, LD 526, ensures that taxpayer dollars will be used for healthy foods instead of soda, chips, candy, and other junk food that contributes to obesity and other health problems, including heart disease and diabetes. Bethany Hamm, director of the Office of Family Independence at the State Department of Health and Human Services, supports the bill. She says the list of food items purchased with food stamps continues to raise eyebrows at her agency.
Multiple Red Bulls in one purchase, Rockstar energy drinks, 1 pound bag of Reese's peanut butter cups, and 3 gallons of Hershey's ice cream in one purchase. We have all seen these types of purchases occur, and it's unacceptable.
Democratic House Majority Leader Jeff McCabe of Skowhegan is among the co-sponsors of Cates' bill, a proposal he describes as reasonable.
It's something that we hear time and time again from folks, that they really want to make sure that folks are getting nutritional food. And this is one approach of doing that.
But not everyone agrees that Cates' bill and other proposed welfare reforms are appropriate. Michelle Lamb, the program director for the Preble Street Maine Hunger Initiative in Portland, says Cates' proposal would discourage those who need benefits the most from participating in the food stamp program.
Placing restrictions on the food stamp program for the purchase of taxable food items would greatly increase stigma and confusion at the grocery store and cause higher rates of food insecurity.
Still, Cates' bill is likely to stand a better chance than the other get-tough welfare reform bills that prohibit cash withdrawals using electronic benefit transfer, or EBT cards, and others that would suspend benefits for trafficking in EBT cards and require photo IDs on replacement cards. Democratic leader McCabe says his party is inclined to reject bills that are punitive in nature.
I think that some of these bills, depending on what the penalty aspect is, they have a chance to pass. I think for some of us, the penalties that were proposed by Republicans in the administration were a little too draconian.
Members of the Health and Human Services Committee have not ruled out merging several aspects of the competing welfare reform bills to develop a comprehensive approach to the issue. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.